We will open work session on this Wednesday, May 18th. We will open work sessions on House Bill 5104, Board of Nursing. Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5104 is the budget bill for the Oregon State Board of Nursing. The agency is funded by revenue generated from examination, licensing, and renewal fees, and a small amount of federal funds which subsidize the certification of nursing assistants. The agency receives no general fund support. The Human Services and Public Safety Subcommittee approved a budget of $9.4 million and 44.25 FTE. The approved budget enhances public safety by providing increased resources to improve the timeliness of complaint investigations and to conduct nationwide criminal background checks. The subcommittee approved the establishment of two investigator positions, increased a part-time complaint intake coordinator to improve, provide a small increase in rent to accommodate the new staff, and approved the establishment of a fee to cover fingerprint processing costs. The subcommittee also approved the continuation of three limited duration positions to maintain the current customer service center staffing in anticipation that increased use of online services may reduce the need for these positions in the future. The approved budget includes several technical adjustments, including the PERS and Attorney General rate reductions, and a one-time increase to accommodate delays in an office reconfiguration project that was expected to be completed in the current biennium. The subcommittee approved 10 of the agency's 19 performance measures. 8 measures were deleted with direction to the agency to keep them internally, and 1 customer service measure was replaced with 2 new standard customer service measures. The Human Services and Public Safety Subcommittee recommends HB 5104 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Representative Hanna recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the dash one amendments. Any discussion on the motion? Objections to the motion? Without objection, the motion carries. House Bill 5105, the Board of Nursing, Representative Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5105 is the Oregon State Board of Nursing fee ratification. House Bill 5105 ratifies fee increases approved by the last Legislative Assembly and implemented administratively by the Oregon State Board of Nursing on October of 2003. The increases were needed to maintain services and provide an adequate ending cash balance. The bill also ratifies a new $5 Certified Nursing Assistant II license fee that was established administratively. The 05-07 budget for the Oregon State Board of Nursing assumes the continuation of these fees. Human Services and Public Safety Subcommittee recommend House Bill 5105 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Representative Hanson recommends the bill be reported out, do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Richardson.
I just want to mention to you that these fees have been in place for the last 2 years, and so we're merely retroactively approving them, and we've had approval and assurance by the nursing board that they have no intention of increasing fees during the next biennium.
Great. Thank you very much. Objections to the motion? Without objection, the motion carries. House Bill 5106, Commission on the Blind, Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. HB 5106 is the budget bill for the Commission for the Blind. The Commission oversees a rehabilitation agency that serves legally blind Oregonians who require services to be employed or live independently in their communities. The agency is primarily supported by federal funds. Other fund sources include interagency agreements, industry program sales, and donations. The agency's general fund is used exclusively to match federal funds. The Human Safety and Public Safety Subcommittee approved a total budget of $13.5 million and 44.6 FTE. Federal funds represent 72% of the total. The general fund portion, $1.2 million, is only 2% greater than the current approved level. The approved budget converts four limited duration positions to permanent to maintain current program levels. The budget also includes several technical adjustments and a 3% general fund services and supplies reduction. The subcommittee approved one of the agency's nine performance measures. Seven measures were deleted with direction to the agency to keep them internally, and one customer service measure was replaced with two new standard customer service measures. The agency was directed to develop outcome-based measures for the next legislative session. The Human Services and Public Safety Subcommittee recommends HB 5106 be amended and reported due pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Wisnett recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion? Objections to the motion? Without objections, motion carries. House Bill 5107, Long-Term Ombudsman. Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. HB 5107 is a budget bill for the Long-Term Care Ombudsman. The agency recruits and trains volunteer ombudsmen to identify, investigate, and resolve complaints made by and on behalf of Oregon's long-term care residents. The agency advocates for system changes that promote and protect the rights and interests of long-term care residents. The Human Services and Public Safety Subcommittee approved a total budget of $2,008.0 FTE. The approved budget maintains current program levels and includes a one-time fund shift that generated general fund savings of $35,000. The subcommittee approved seven of the agency's 14 performance measures. Six measures were deleted with direction to the agency to keep them internally, and one customer service measure was replaced with two new standard customer service measures. Mr. Chair, on behalf of the Human Service Public Safety Committee and Representative Hansen, for his care, we recommend HB 5107 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Wisnett recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion?
None.
Objections to the motion? Without objection, motion carries. House Bill 5108, Department of Revenue, Representative Avakian.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 5108 is the budget bill for the Department of Revenue, which administers the state's income and property tax programs. It was reviewed by our Joint General Government Subcommittee, which made a couple of adjustments to the budget. With the department's concurrence, this included a $1 million reduction in the Elderly Rental Assistance Program because demand had dropped for that program, and also an $836,000 reduction, according to the House Budget Chair's 3% general fund reduction to services, supplies, and capital outlays. The subcommittee also reviewed and approved the agency's performance measures and added two new measures relating to customer satisfaction. The General Government Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends that the bill be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Avakian recommends the bill be reported out due pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion? Objections to the motion? Without objection, motion carries. House Bill 5109, Department of Veterans Affairs, Representative Avakian.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 5109 is the budget bill for the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs. The department's operations are supported mainly by other funds from its home mortgage loan program and the Veterans Home Program. The Joint Ways and Means Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee reviewed the budget and recommended approval of a total budget of $635 million and 115 FTEs. And the subcommittee also reduced the budget by $84,000 to reflect the reduced PERS contribution rate, and also reduced the budget an additional $8,159 for the reduced AG billing rate, and in addition, the House Budget Chair's 3% general fund reduction for services and capital outlays. The subcommittee also reviewed the agency's performance measures, approved some, and then recommended that the department review others and return to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee during the interim with suggested changes. The General Government Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends that the bill be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative Avakian recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion on the motion.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir. Representative Chopler.
Is the County Veteran Services in this budget? If so, what's the status of that? If not, where is that?
I'm sorry, was the question the county?
County Veteran
Services. Funding.
Officer. Perhaps Mr. Rocco could help with that.
I was asked about it by somebody else. I don't know either, so don't ask me to answer any questions.
Mr. Rocco, can you give us some help on that?
Mr. Chair.
Here comes
the expert. That is included in this budget, and I think Dallas can give you the amount.
Yeah. In memory.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, what's included in this bill is about $600,000+ for counties. There are other bills out there that would provide additional monies for county services, but what's in this bill is what's traditionally been in the Department of Veterans Affairs bill for distribution to counties.
Thank you.
Okay. Further discussion? Objections? Without objection, motion carries. That concludes the work for the House Committee on Budget, so we are adjourned.